Hi, my name's Devrick Williams and I've been looking after Weekly Blog Club for the week. Due to a request by Louise Brown, I've audiobooked this summary so you can enjoy my West Walian accent. We had 21 posts this week and what a week it's been. It's been a pleasure reading through all your blogs, which have been of a really high quality. This week's theme was love as Valentine's Day cropped up, or dydd Sant Fulant as we say in Wales, and there was enough love to go around, that's for sure. Ben Whitehouse blogged about his love of Birmingham, the part it's played in his life, and what on earth are you doing here? Janet E. Davis was also feeling the love for Newcastle, where some lovely graffiti inspired her in My Valentine. Janet didn't stop there though, she also used Spotify to put together two great playlists. This is the Happy Love Songs playlist, and this is the much longer playlist, the Ironic, Poignant or Plain Sad Love Songs. So essentially, whatever mood you were in on Valentine's Day, there's something here for you. The art theme continued as Richard Overy blogged about a wonderfully evocative postcard in Dear May, and Phoebe Taylor talked us through how she took some incredible photos of Charlecote at 4 a.m, which are well worth checking out. There is more of the outdoors as Libby Brooks, The Guardian, told us how Stepney City Farm can change the world in Karen J.K. Hart's blog. There is some life and world-changing ideas blogged about this month too, with Derek Barron looking at the philosopher Epicurus and Epicurus in a Simply PhD lesson, whilst Phil Jewett talked about getting back to basics as well as complex adaptive systems theory. We heard from Kate Bentham how a done list can help you to work in a positive way, whilst Chris Bolton, or What's the Pont? Pont is bridge in Welsh, by the way, just in case you're wondering about the blog's imagery, has very positive vibes about his busman's holiday at the industrial complex. Sasha Taylor also let us know that there will be a city camp Coventry in 2013 in his post, and we have another year. There was lots of love for social media and technology this week too, as Kenny MacDonald blogged about an event that looked at the role of e-participation in the Scottish NHS in Let's Start an Evolution. Louise Atkinson very kindly blogged about Weekly Blog Club and how great we are. Cheers. And I looked at participatory websites and what good practice looks like. Louise Brown took technology that step further and blogged about an interview between William Shatner and Chris Hadfield, who's the current commander on the ISS and Future Is Now. There were lots of health blogs this week too. Susan Munro asked what's in the name as she pondered whether labels were a good or bad thing. Mickey McClure looked at Baumol's cost disease in healthcare, we're all doomed by @micmac650. We learned about Norma Clark's Winston Churchill Travel Scholarship in Once Upon a Time. And Claire O.T. wrote about her top 10 tips for fall prevention in Falls Prevention with @ClaireRCGP on Twitter. Last but not least, we had a blog about protecting the ones you love from Shropshire Family Information Service as they looked at how you can make sure that you're choosing quality healthcare. Cheers to everyone who's read, liked, commented on and followed this blog and our members' blogs, tweeted and retweeted our posts as well as those who have contributed posts. If you haven't contributed a post yet but think you'd like to, you can learn more on the About page. Cheers, it's been a pleasure.